Welcome to Power Play for Friday, March 31st. Well, elite special warriors from Canada's Special Operations Command will stay in Iraq for now. The government has extended their anti-ISIS mission at the last possible second today. But with mounting deployments on the horizon and no new defense dollars, how far are the Canadian forces being stretched? Also ahead on today's show, the charm offensive continues. Canadian ministers working the rooms in Washington, hoping to win over key decision makers. Jim Carr, the Minister of Natural Resources, has been down in Washington, D.C. He joins us with an issue update on some of the key issues, including whether we could face some significant friction at the border. Also, President Trump says that he's cracking down on trade. Could Canada be caught in the crosshairs? Canada's ambassador to the United States, David McNaughton, joins us to tell us exactly what it's like to deal with the Trump administration. But first, we go to Washington, where former White House National Security Advisor Michael Flynn says he wants immunity before he talks. Flynn is in discussions with the U.S., including the House Senate Intelligence Committee, about testifying in the Russia investigation. Of course, looking into that relationship between the Trump campaign and Russia. Flynn's lawyer says no reasonable person would answer questions about that without asking for immunity first. President Trump fired Flynn after just 24 days on the job for misleading the administration about his conversation with Russia's ambassador. During the 2016 presidential election campaign, Flynn had some choice words for people who were seeking immunity when speaking about members of Hillary Clinton's staff.
The very last thing that John Podesta just said is no individual too big to jail. That should include people like Hillary Clinton. I mean, five people around her have been given immunity, to include her former chief of staff. When you are given immunity, that means that you've probably committed a crime.
Oh, well, we'll see if his tune has changed for himself anyhow. For more on this, CTV's Richard Madden joins us from the U.S. Capitol. Richard, another day, another curveball in Trump land. The guy who used to be the national security advisor to the president has to quit his job because he was speaking allegedly to people in Russia, and it's raised all kinds of concerns. Walk us through a bit of a timeline here for people who remember the Flynn controversy but need to be caught up on what the latest is.
Sure, Sandy. It all happened during the transition. Flynn's cell phone was swept up in these wiretaps, and it was revealed that he was speaking to the Russian ambassador. At the same time, former President Obama imposed more sanctions against the Kremlin. When Flynn was speaking to then-President-elect Donald Trump and his advisors, he insisted that he had no discussions with Russia or the ambassador, of course. That came out to reveal that he wasn't telling the truth. He subsequently was fired, according to President Trump, and he's been silent ever since. But now he's willing to talk, but with a condition that he gets immunity before a House Intelligence Committee looking into collusion with the Trump campaign. So this really further darkens the cloud against a scandal that just isn't going away by the Trump administration. And guess what, Sadie? We're only 10 weeks into this administration, and the scandal continues.
It might be the longest 10 weeks of an administration to date that we can remember. You look at the scandal and him saying he wants immunity. A lot of people, and in fact, he said it himself, would wonder why someone wants immunity, what they have to hide. What's the scuttlebutt around D.C. about why he's demanding that?
Well, Flynn wants immunity, but the big question is he going to get it? NBC is already reporting that that the House committee is not going to give him immunity. So that adds another wrinkle to this ongoing drama that we're seeing, despite President Trump tweeting this morning that Flynn should get immunity. Now, what this all means is that Flynn is going to talk, and he won't be protected under the cover of the immunity. However, Flynn's lawyer insisting that no reasonable person would submit to questioning in such a highly politicized witch hunt environment without assurances against unfair prosecution. So what it appears right now, and remember, it's right now, is that he will still be called to testify before the House committee and possibly the Senate committee looking into the same thing, but he won't be protected by immunity. At least that is what it appears to be the storyline emerging right now. Ultimately, the question is, what is Flynn trying to be immune about? What is he protecting? What information might he have that could embarrass the administration? It's unclear for now, but we know the White House and Sean Spicer, the White House press secretary, is insisting that Flynn testify before this committee because they're not worried that anything will come out that could be problematic.
Well, that's one I can't wait to watch. But in the meantime, one that has much more implication for Canada, trade. You have Trump back on the trade war path talking about he's going to find out who exactly owes America money, who's taking advantage of their relationship. Word that Canada could be on the list of countries they're not pleased with. What do you know about that, Richard?
Well, it all came out quite late yesterday. Around 5 o'clock, we got a notice from the White House that there would be a technical briefing on a potential executive order involving trade. So we raced down to the White House to find out what that might be. Lo and behold, Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross takes the podium and starts listing all the grievances that the Trump administration has that they want to follow through on this campaign promise. The one executive order that will have direct impact on Canada is a study that was signed off today by the White House that will look at some 16 countries that trade with the United States. Canada is on that list. The big ones, though, China and Japan. Canada kind of ranks last with their trade deficit with the United States. And Wilbur Ross, the Commerce Secretary, insists that they're going to look at all the trade duties and what Canada pays, what it doesn't, and if there's any unfair advantage that benefits Canada and not the U.S. So within 90 days, we're expecting to see the completion of this report, and that will be the likely precursor to these renegotiations of NAFTA that Trump also promised during the campaign. So it's a significant move, but we have 90 days to determine it. Later today, the trade secretary spoke to Bloomberg and says that it's really, when you look at the grand scheme of things, Canada it's not a big deal for Canada's trade deficit with the U.S. because sometimes Canada has trade surpluses, sometimes it has trade deficits, and a lot of it has to do with a fluctuating price of oil. But make no mistake, this is a significant study that will directly impact Canada. The question is, what is Ottawa doing to combat any negative blowback that we might see from the States as it looks to sort of create this protectionist agenda under this new administration?
Okay, well, in fact, we're going to go to that right now because we have Canada's ambassador to the United States up next. Richard, thanks so much for joining us today.
You would know. Thanks, Sadie.
Well, as we just discussed with Richard, trade is under the microscope today. Here's how the Prime Minister reacted to the executive order well in Toronto earlier today, promoting the budget.
We have emphasized to the United States the level to which good jobs in Canada and good jobs in the United States rely on the smooth and efficient flow of goods, services, and people back and forth across the border in a secure way. And that's exactly what we're going to continue working forward on. We have a good, constructive working relationship with the American administration, and we certainly know that we're going to be able to work together to improve what is our fundamental goal, which is a shared goal, which is growth for the middle class and those working hard to join it.
For more on what Trump's latest executive order could mean for Canada, David McNaughton, our ambassador to the United States, joins us now from Toronto. Ambassador, thanks for coming in today. Obviously a big day for Canada. We're hearing about this trade crackdown. It's raising a lot of concerns. What is your approach going to be to try to protect Canada from ending up between the crosshairs?
Well, I think we need to put